All right, we're back. This is Who's Talking. Monday night's big show following a terrific weekend in Raleigh. The Wahoos won two tough games. A very competitive Coastal Carolina team. And then, obviously, they beat Memphis last night in the last game of the sub-regional, if you will. And we have Dan Bonner on the line. And Jim Hobgood wants to talk to his old buddy.
That's right. And 345-0910, if you want to call in and ask Dan a question yourself, feel free to do that. But, Dan, you know, I think one of the strengths of the Virginia team, and I think the college basketball is all about guards, and I think Virginia between Perantes, Brogdon, and Harris has as good a trio of guards as any team in the country. And that makes a big difference for the inside guys, too, because you can't really – makes it, you get punished if you try to double team the post with those kind of perimeter players.
Yeah, and Jim, I think that it's a perimeter that has developed over the course of the season. I think they've figured out how to play together, how to play off one another. And, it's one of those things where once you get really going on a roll, I was a little bit concerned when Virginia had to take basically a week off and then played their last regular season game against Maryland, then have another week off before they played in the ACC tournament. And I was a little concerned that maybe they would lose that rhythm, but obviously they have not. They're just fun to watch play. They pass the ball. They share the ball with one another. They help one another out on defense. And it's just over here in Stanton, there's just, I can't describe how excited people are about Virginia. And they have every reason to be because it's a team that's really fun to watch play.
You know, the Michigan State-Virginia game is going to get a lot of attention. The other game this coming weekend that's going to get a lot of ink is probably Louisville and Kentucky playing again. How do you see that one breaking down?
I would be very surprised if Kentucky can put on the kind of a performance that they did against Wichita State. That's a Wichita State team that is an outstanding team, very well-deserving, in my opinion, of their number one seed. And I really think that if Wichita State had been in the ACC, they might have won the ACC, just because I think they were that good. And Kentucky played as well as Kentucky can possibly play. And they may need to play even better than that against Louisville, because it's a different kind of Louisville team. Louisville's a team that comes out and they try to trap you and press you, and they try to get you going a little faster than you want to. And they have Russ Smith, who's one of the country's top players. He can really penetrate and put a lot of pressure on you. You can shoot the three. So I think it's an interesting matchup for Kentucky, and I think that they have to play even better than they played against Wichita State if they're going to have any chance in that game at all.
You know, another interesting matchup as I look at it is Michigan and Tennessee, and I think Tennessee is starting to show people why they beat up on Virginia back at the end of December. They're a pretty good basketball team going up against John Beilein. How do you break that one down?
Of course, I think that's going to be a battle of power against finesse. Michigan lost Mitch McGarry much earlier in the season, and they're now much more a finesse team that they try to beat you on the outside. They've got Nick Stauskas, the Big Ten Player of the Year. They shoot the ball. They like to run up and down. And Tennessee obviously doesn't mind running up and down, but they're powerful. They beat you up inside. They make you guard the inside, and that frees their perimeter people. So I see that as a power versus finesse matchup, and another really interesting matchup. I think that'll be a fascinating game.
And Florida, UCLA. I mean, Florida is really, does UCLA have enough firepower to stick with Florida?
Jim, one thing you got to understand about Florida, they've won 28 games in a row now, but if you examine their schedule, they actually played 16 games this year that were decided by fewer than 10 points. And eight of those games were decided by fewer than five, and six of those were decided by two or fewer. And so Florida is a team that is not one of those dominant teams. Louisville, for example, has won their games by an average margin of almost 22 points a game, and Florida doesn't beat you that way. I think that Florida is very strong and very athletic in the backcourt. I think that's really what makes them go. But UCLA is big in the backcourt. They're long, they're lanky. And I think that that might present some problems for Florida. I also see that as a fascinating matchup. And when I say matchup, I mean matchup. I'm not sure that Florida matches up that well against UCLA, given UCLA's size in the backcourt.
So, Dan, looking up here at the regionals up there, Arizona going up against San Diego State, and the other one, Baylor versus Wisconsin. You've got a whole bunch of storylines there. What do you think of those games?
I really like Wisconsin. They're a team that obviously plays very well on the defensive end of the court, and they're not a slowdown team. They can put a lot of points up, and Baylor clearly is a team that likes to get run up and down. I see that as a very high-scoring game, and I think that there's going to be a couple of plays here and there that are going to decide that. The state has enough offense to compete against Arizona. Arizona is deep. They can score. They can really rebound the ball. And I'm not sure that San Diego State can generate enough offense. They're very good defensively, but they struggle on offense. When I spoke to Steve Fisher about his team recently, he said, well, you know, we'll guard you, but the question is, can we score any points? And I think that's a dilemma that he has game in and game out, and that's a bad dilemma to have against Arizona.
Lastly, in the other part of that Memphis regional, you've got Dayton versus Stanford. You know, Dayton's sort of the Cinderella sort of team of this thing now. And Stanford is, a fairly talented team. Johnny Dawkins, a Krzyzewski protege.
Again, I think that's a very interesting matchup. Stanford was a bad matchup for Kansas because of their size. And I think Dayton is a little bit smaller, a little bit quicker. I think they'll be able to match up a little bit better with Stanford because they'll be able to generate a little bit more. They have more experience. And they may be one of those faded teams. I mean, they've won two games in the tournament now by a total of 3 points. And I really like Dayton against Stanford just because they seem to be on a roll to me.
All right, let's dig deeper with the game that we're most interested in, and that is Friday night, 9:57 p.m. I'm not sure who with the NCAA and CBS or whatever thought that 9:57 was some sort of magic number, but the Wahoos will take on the Spartans. And, this is two very deliberate, well-coached, high-octane sort of teams ready to do some fierce battle. What does Virginia have to do to beat Michigan State?
First of all, I don't think they can let Adrian Payne dominate the game inside. He's had a couple of very good games in the NCAA tournament. He's suffered from some injuries this year, but he's playing pretty well right now. So I don't think that they can let him dominate inside. They have to limit his offensive rebounds. They have to limit what he can do around the basket. They have to make him a facing jump shooter, and then block him out. So I think that's number one. Number two, they've got to keep guys like Keith Appling from getting inside the defense and breaking them down. That can always be a problem when you're playing against a really good team. You know, Virginia struggled with that against Maryland in the last regular season game, and Michigan State's inside guys, I think, are just too good. You have to keep them out on the perimeter. You have to make them a three-point shooting team, because they're not that good a three-point shooting team. They like to get offensive rebounds. They score a lot on second chances. And so, again, I just think what Virginia needs to do well, what Virginia has done well throughout the season. I don't think they have to, even though everybody's talking about Michigan State, I don't think this is a game where Virginia has to play perfectly. They just have to play well.
Well, Hobo's opinion, which doesn't count for much, but I told Frank, I think you got to rebound the basketball against Michigan State. You can't give them second chance opportunities. And also the whistle. Guys like Akil Mitchell need to stay in the game. You can't afford to let Akil get in foul trouble, because he's probably going to have that key defensive assignment, so you want him on the floor.
Yeah, he's one of the best defensive players in the Atlantic Coast Conference. He probably defends the pick and roll as well as anybody in college basketball, and particularly going up against a guy like Adrian Payne, you're going to need to have Akil Mitchell in the game and be able to be as aggressive as he normally is. You can't have a passive Akil Mitchell in the game. And you're right, Kim, Michigan State always is a team that emphasizes rebounding, so you're going to have to rebound the ball. I think extra opportunities are going to be the key. If they can limit Michigan State's extra opportunities on the offensive boards, and if the Cavaliers can hang on to the ball, not turn it over, and give Michigan State opportunities when the Cavaliers don't have the defense set, then again, I think Virginia has a better than 50-50 chance in this game. But again, that's what Virginia has to do against everybody.
Well, it's going to be a fun game. I think it's got an opportunity to be a really good classic NCAA tournament game. But, Dan, we got to run, but we, as always, appreciate your time and look forward to talking to you again before too long.
All right. Thanks, Bob. Really appreciate it.
All right, thank you, Dan. CBS analyst, Raycom analyst, and former Wahoo, Dan Bonner. We're gonna
go to break.
Go to break, and when we come back, we got the Cavalier Daily sports editor, Zach
Barty. Yeah, Barty.
Right? Barty. All right.
Stay with us. We'll be back in just a few minutes.
In a moment.